Well, can you tell us about how you're doing right now? I mean, it seems like last year's, in some ways, kind of a lost season just because of health issues and the like. Are you totally 100% ready to go right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm more than 100% ready right now. I was actually, you know, the reason why I'm late on the phone call, I'm in the middle of a workout right now, and I just remembered that I had to, you know, talk to you guys. So I've been working out for the past 2 or 3 months perfectly fine. I'm doing, you know, my defensive back drills, doing vigorous workouts, and hadn't had any setbacks. And that's, you know, look at last season as, you know, a learning experience as well as just a setback. You know, any setback, you know, there's always an opportunity for a comeback. And I was set back last year, and now I'm looking to have a major comeback.
When you say no setbacks, are you referring to the seizures or?
No, I mean, the seizure, it was only, you know, that was just a one-time deal. You know, never really found the cause, maybe the altitude, you know, maybe, you know, wasn't adjusted to the climate or for whatever reason, you know, that happened, but it happened. It's in the past. I've been cleared of everything, and, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm 100%.
When you talked about Dennis's, you know what he likes to do, and everything, so what do you envision this defense looking like then?
Well, I look at it as, you know, a little bit of the things that allowed, you know, those guys to be successful last year. I mean, corner play is huge, not only for Dennis, but for any team to be successful in the NFL. I mean, if you don't have, you know, successful guys on an island that can, you know, help you get off the field on third down, then it's going to be hard for your guys to rush the passer and get sacks on the quarterback. So, you know, I just look for them to, you know, put pressure on the corners to, you know, lock those guys down out there on the edges. And he's always, you know, did a good job in developing his corners. I mean, I came out, yeah, I had talent. Yeah, I can do certain things. But, you know, he taught me things along the way, technique-wise. He, you know, taught me things mentally to prepare myself to go out there on the field and give it my all each and every play, and that made me a better corner on the field, and, you know, it provided me with a lot of success, and I'm just, you know, and having that history with them, just hoping we could pick back up where we left off in New Orleans.
Was there a lot, did you take visits to any other teams? Was there other opportunities that you could pursue?
I mean, the visit to New Orleans, you know, I took a visit there, but it was just, you know, mainly between New Orleans and Oakland. Maybe teams, you know, a few teams inquired about me, but, you know, they didn't make a move. I don't know if they were scared that, you know, I had a real problem with seizures or not, but that clearly wasn't the case. You know, I've been, like I said, I'm completely cleared of that whole element. That's in the past now. I'm not even concerned with having another, because, like I said, I've been cleared. I've been, you know, taking extra care of my body, and I feel great, feel wonderful, and I'm just ready to embrace this opportunity to get my career back on track because of the setback that I had last year, to show, you know, everyone that, you know, I am a corner who can play at this level and play at an elite level.
It's funny, you look at the stuff that you've done in the Super Bowl and everything else, and like and you're still only 26. You feel like you have a lot of football still ahead of you?
Absolutely. For one, I haven't really taken a lot of, you know, banging on my body through the years. I mean, I started playing football in my 11th grade year in high school. Most guys, they started playing football when they were like 4 and 5, so they've been getting knocked around a lot longer than I have. So, you know, I still have a slight edge on guys in that aspect, as well as, I mean, I didn't play much last year, so, you know, my body had enough time to recover. So, you know, I haven't taken a lot of nicks on the body, which is, you know, it's a plus for me. You know, I wanted to be out there on the field, but at the end of the day, you know, playing in this league, I mean, you're going to get banged up, but that allowed my body to heal for any little nagging little nicks that I've had, any, you know, little injuries that I've sustained. And, like I said, I feel brand new. I'm as healthy as I've ever been. I'm just, you know, looking forward and excited about the opportunity to perform.
how tough was it last year, not only to have a seizure, but then to come back and not be able to play again? Were you thinking you'd be able to come back and get back on the field?
It was tough because, you know, being a competitor that I am, I wanted to be on the field once I was cleared and healthy. But, I mean, this is a business, and, you know, those guys, they play great. You know, they play tremendous in my absence. And, you know, they just felt comfortable with those guys on the field. And, I mean, that's the nature of the business. I mean, you get hurt, guys step up, and, I mean, you have to watch those guys play. I mean, no player wants to sit back and watch another guy play, but at the end of the day, like I said, it's a part of the business. I accepted it for what it was, and you know, that's just what happened.
When you look at the Raiders, you get a sense that they're rebuilding. What's your sense of the rest of the roster that you look at it right now?
I mean, they have a lot of talent, a lot of speed, you know, on the roster. We played those guys, and I mean, when I was in Denver, we played them, and I mean, like I said, they have talent on offense, they have talent on defense. We just have to put all that talent together, you know, as a team collectively, and not back down from any challenge. You know, I don't know how the locker room is right now because I haven't had the opportunity to be around the guys yet. But you know, my whole mind frame is, you know, I don't look at anybody as unbeatable. I don't care, you know, who I'm playing with, where I'm playing, or, you know, what history the team has. You know, they can win 100 games in a row. If they come up and they play us, I'm expecting to beat that team, and I'm just hoping that the guys in the locker room take that same mentality out there.
Do you see yourself as a leader type, or do you expect to come in and try and take on that role, or what's your take on being on such a young team?
I welcome any challenge. If I'm asked to be one of the leaders on a team, I definitely do that. I'm more of a guy that leads by example rather than, you know, going in and be the rah-rah guy and saying, you know, this is what we need to do, this is what we don't need to do, and then I don't do it. I'd rather just show guys, you know, on the field, off the field, the way it's supposed to be done, and it'll be up to them if they follow that lead, which I'm hoping they would do.
Seems like the strategy of McKenzie and Allen and this whole offseason is they're looking for guys that either are looking for a second chance or a first chance, guys who really get into the books and love football, guys who don't bring a lot of drama with them. Well, does that sum you up?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't say it better myself. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, stays out of trouble, doesn't put himself into difficult situations. I'm a guy who, you know, who loves the game of football, who wants nothing more than to succeed and wants my team to succeed. And, you know, another thing that the coaches and Reggie, I mean, they're doing a real good job in bringing guys in and keeping guys that have that same mindset. I mean, because nobody wants to, you know, bring guys in that are troublemakers, that are going to, you know, be a cancer to the team and break up the team. You don't want that because that, you know, destroys the camaraderie, it breaks up the locker room, and then you have a bunch of guys who are just playing for themselves. No one's on the same page. So we want guys that, you know, that want to win, that love the game of football, that just want to take this Raiders team to a new level.
Adding on to Jerry's question about being a student of the game, are you like one of those big film guys? Because, you know, your big interception against Peyton Manning, I'm sure you had to study him quite a bit. Do you bring that to the table, or are you kind of like one of those guys where it's like, I let my athleticism take over?
No, I would say maybe in the beginning, you know, I kind of relied on my athleticism early on in my career, but as I begin to, you know, learn the NFL game, because it's quite different from the high school and college. I mean, you have to do more than just rely on your talents, because everyone at this level is talented. That's why there's such a small percentage of people that make it to this level. So, you know, I've grown to, you know, learn to study more film, because, I mean, it allows you to play faster. I mean, it allows you to know what the opposing team is doing. It allows you to know what the opposing team likes to do, what they don't like to do. And if you're out there on the field and you know or have a feeling of what they're going to do, like I said, it allows you to play faster. That guy that's running a 4.7 looks like he's running a 4.4. The guy who's running a 4.2 looks like he's running a 4.1. That's just because, you know, they're a student of the game, they know what's coming, and they know what to anticipate.
Would you say playing for Dennis Allen brings out the best in you? Is that why you joined the Raiders?
Having an opportunity to rejuvenate my career was one thing. And like I said, I mean, Dennis, you know, he did a great job in bringing the best out of me. I've grown to love the guy because, I mean, he was my coach. He's the one who had a hand in getting me drafted. I mean, he wanted me in that room in New Orleans, and he wants me in the room here in Oakland. So, he and I have a long history together, and it almost seems like I'm following him because he went from New Orleans to Denver. I went from New Orleans to Denver. He went from Denver to Oakland. Now I'm going from Denver to Oakland. So it almost seems like he and I, you know, are simultaneously sticking together.